A couple of minutes before 6 o'clock Monday, July 2nd. Welcome to the show. Another podcast. You know where to find these things. You know that you should at least hashtag subscribe and share. Give us some reviews on Apple. Click the right things on Spotify and wherever else you are listening to this. It's Eric Chase. We welcome back. Do people now correctly pronounce your name since we figured it all out on the podcast?
Yes, they heard this podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. I'm pronouncing it all wrong.
I have a way that we could do it because it's Tomase, right?
Tomase, yes.
Like?
Toe, like your toe.
Right.
And then Mas, A.
Hey!
Hey!
Jordan from BCSN is back, but I was going to say it's kind of like Omakase. Have you had that?
No, never.
Really?
No, I've gotten a lot of Jordan Thomas. In high school, somebody called me Jordan Tomato because they just didn't want to say my last name, so they just called me Tomato, which was really random.
But you don't know what Omakase is?
No, what is that?
Do you like shrimp? Sushi?
Yeah, I do. Well, I used to before I became allergic to it.
Oh, boo!
I know, it's heartbreaking, but it's very good.
I don't like sushi either, and I've tried it every different way. I'm like, it's just not going to work.
It's so good, though.
I don't know if they do it at all the sushi places, and I know everybody around here has their favorite, whether it's Sakura or Nagoya or where I live, like right above Kengo.
You're lucky.
He does Omakase, and that's where I think you pay like $75, and then you just eat what he serves you for like a couple hours throughout the night.
I feel like that's a steal. For how expensive sushi is, $75, right. I mean, let's be real, you're going to order about two or three rolls, and that can get expensive. And I mean, the only bad thing is you don't know what you're going to get, so it's like a mystery meat, which is kind of terrifying, but...
And it might not even be a meat. I mean, it could be a fit. It could be like octopus.
Yeah.
It could be something that you'd be like very averse to getting.
Grossed out by, yeah.
Yeah,
What's like the craziest thing you've ever eaten?
Speaking about
octopus.
I used like full fat dressing on a salad before.
Oh,
how about that?
Getting crazy.
I don't know. Like, I've not liked fish. Since I was little, like I would eat it, like I would eat the salmons, the flounders,
right?
Because it's like chicken,
yeah.
But no shellfish.
Oh, that's the best though. That's the one thing I'm not allergic to is shellfish.
Is there any like all you can eat crab legs or anything around here?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. There used to be like Joe's Crab Shack.
Did we used to have one of those?
We did. I want to say it was like somewhere in Airport Highway or Maumee area. I don't know. It was when I was really little, but. I mean, maybe Red Lobster, that's like the only... No, I'm sorry. The casino.
They do crab legs?
They do. I think it's snow crab, though.
Okay.
It's either like Saturday or Fridays or Saturdays, but they do something with lobster and crab, and it's all you can eat. So, check that out. It's good.
I was wondering...
Dip it in butter.
People are like professional like shellfish eaters. I've gone with friends to when Red Lobster used to do like all you could eat crab legs.
Right.
And you don't talk to them because they're busy.
It's an art. You have to like crack it perfectly so you don't get all the meat stuck in there. Like my friends and I used to have competitions to see how much meat we can get out of the crab leg.
I'm like, bring more rolls.
Oh, the rolls are so good.
The little lobster rolls. Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any places that still do like I remember it was like it was maybe like 10 years or so ago. There were a lot of bars where I was living in Pennsylvania, and I'm guessing lots of places that did all-you-can-eat wings. But that doesn't seem like a thing anymore.
I don't think it is. I've honestly never heard about that.
Really?
So we should bring it. Like, bring it back.
Bring it back.
See if Frickers will do a deal with us. And
yeah.
I'm probably going to eat that many.
How many?
Maybe like 10 or 12, and then I'd be done.
You'd be done?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think you could do?
I don't know. It's been a long time, but I think they would do... Well, the places I would go, they'd bring you like 5 or 10 at most because they didn't want to waste them.
Right, that's understandable. They're smart.
So I think I've probably done in the 30s before.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Put that on your resume.
eats lots of wings. What's that worth? Let's start with, was it your birthday over the weekend?
It was, yes.
You're 27?
27. I'm so old.
you're very old.
I am.
What did you do?
You know, well, it's funny because like all week I didn't care about my birthday. Like everyone's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I don't really care. It's not that big of a deal. But then when you wake up on your birthday, you're like, it is a big deal. It's
Should
my
I made
birthday.
It? I made it.
Like, I made it.
Another year I didn't die.
Right. Yes, I made it. And so, I mean, it was pretty low key. We went to go get Mexican food, obviously. What else do you do in Toledo? And we went to Tequila's, and it was a 2 hour long meal.
Is that in Sylvania?
Yeah, it's so good. They have one in Sylvania and one in Perrysburg.
Okay.
And it wasn't even too packed when I was in there. And they just forgot our food. Like twice. They forgot it twice.
What How do you does mean that they happen? Forgot?
They forgot to put the ticket in. So we were eating our appetizers. I didn't even notice. And then our waitress came out and she's like, oh my gosh, you know, your tickets got lost. And then she came out again and was like, your tickets got lost again. And I was like, how does this happen?
I've never heard of that.
I know. It was heartbreaking. Yeah. So we had to wait like 2 hours to get our food.
Did they cut you some slack on the bill?
They did. And they gave us a couple free drinks. Like Good. Everything was free. And then they brought us more drinks that we didn't even want.
Good.
But I mean, it was wonderful. They were really nice, but
good.
Yeah.
What else did you do?
And then we went to Bar 145, which I'm obsessed with that place. Have you ever been?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's been, mm-hmm. but it was fun. Yeah, we went there, and I mean, I was tired by like 11 p.m., but I stayed out till like 1,
right.
So couldn't be a grandma yet.
That's 27 for you.
I know. Jeez, it's just so sad.
I don't get it with our town. Like, having lived in Florida, where places were open later and served later, and
right.
some spots are like till 6 a.m. I can't grasp why people don't even go out here till like 11 o'clock. It's not like places are open all night.
Right. No. I mean,
I don't get it.
When we were in Nashville, I mean, the bars were open so late, and I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm like done by 2. I'm like Cinderella right when the clock hits 2. I'm like, I'm done. We need right. to go in.
Yeah, why do people here wait to go out so late?
I don't know. We did that in college, too. We'd always wait until, like, 11 to go out the bars. And it doesn't make any sense because it's only open until, like, what, 2, 2.30, right. and then you're done.
In college, it makes sense because you're broke as anything.
That is
and
true.
You're drinking at home.
That is true.
Like, I've heard, have you ever been to L.A.?
No, I would love to.
I've been told from people who live out there and also go visit, they're like, drink at home, drink enough so that where you only want a drink or two max because mm-hmm. it's so expensive.
Oh, I believe it. Like, I don't know how people live out there. I would be right. so poor all the time.
That's like the two types of people. There's no middle class. You're like struggling working at a coffee shop or
right.
you're super filthy rich.
I mean, I hope I would be the super filthy rich if I lived there, but I mean.
We can talk about more LA because that's where your boy LeBron is going.
He is, yes.
That's mega news.
I know. Did we? I mean, we guessed it, though. We kind of assumed he was leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obvious. But I think, how much did he do? I wrote it down.
$454 million.
Yeah, that's insane. I think for 4 years.
It's pennies for him, though.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
His like Nike
chunk
deal.
Change.
I know. His Nike deal and everything is and all the marketing. He's worth hundreds of millions.
I would just love to be LeBron for a day. Like, what does he spend his money on?
Right.
I mean, he probably works a lot. Like, I mean, always on the court, working out and eating healthy, but still, how cool.
I think he might have said it sometime after he came into the league. I equate the thought to him, something along the lines of, like, you get to a point in your life where you don't have to look at price tags anymore.
I want that
like,
life.
Think about that. Like, because all we do, like, today, for the last 24 hours, all I've done is gone back and forth between furniture of, like, $419, $429.
Right.
Uh-oh. And he doesn't look, like, if he wants it, he buys it.
Right. I pretend to live that life at Target.
Right.
And I just throw things in my cart. I'm like, it's fine. Price tags don't matter.
Right.
But,
exactly.
I mean, yeah. So, how is furniture shopping? I saw all your picks.
I want to stay with the LeBron
stuff.
Oh,
okay. Let's go back.
So we talked about this a little bit last week. I'm only surprised from the aspect that it seems like he is hell-bent to win as many titles as he can.
Right.
Or maybe that's just a media narrative, like catch Kobe, catch Jordan.
No, I think he wants that all the way.
Okay.
I think he wants to be everyone's record, be number one, and just be a legend. He already is, though. But
right.
I just think he won't stop until he...
I feel if that were the case, I'm surprised that he didn't stick it out one more year in Cleveland, or at least stick it out in Cleveland because he's familiar with it.
Right.
It's the East, the lesser of the two conferences. So for my money, he has a lot more than me, he's basically punted on the next at least 2 years of winning a championship. Because regardless of who he can bring to LA, and they've made some other small acquisitions today, nothing of any serious matter.
Right.
And he's got all the young talent that's still there, but they're still not going to get past Houston or Golden State, so no title next year. He'll be like So by the time he has acquired the right pieces and the other superstars, he's going to be in his mid to late 30s. And he'll last a long time.
Right.
But at his point in his career, I don't think he can punt any year where he could potentially win a title.
And didn't the last time the Lakers won a title was like 2012, right? It was a while. It's been a long time, I'm pretty sure.
It was within the last decade. I think they beat the Magic. And okay. it was Kobe's fifth. So it's been a while.
But right.
I don't know how much more they can add to that. They can add whatever to that team. And I don't think they're going to get past some of the teams in that conference. So
right.
And I get it. It's like he gets to go put his footprint down for post-basketball with Hollywood and movies. And his son, maybe his son will be part of his legacy.
For sure.
Michael Jordan's sons were not very good at basketball. I couldn't imagine being like Michael Jordan's kids, where they, I think one of them played college basketball, but none of them ever sniffed the league. And I think part of LeBron's ultimate resume against Michael Jordan will eventually be, well, my kid was an NBA All-Star.
Exactly.
Your kid runs your sneaker stores.
Like, what did your kid do? I would feel so sad if I was Michael Jordan's kid. Like, just not to be. Right. Like, your dad is Michael Jordan, and you aren't that good. Right. You're good enough for the NBA, I should say. And that's a bummer.
It is what it is, and I'm sure they're very successful. But with how hard he was on his teammates, I wonder how he was on his kids, like drilling them, driving them, pushing them. And it's like, Dad, I'm the third guy off the bench. I think at, like, the University of Central Florida. That's got to be difficult. But right. I'm fascinated. I mean, it's not a surprise that he went to the Lakers.
No. I mean, I'm sad. I wish he would have stayed in Cleveland. I think he did a lot for the city and the community there. And, I mean, Cleveland's his home, and he even said that. And he still has a house there and everything, hopefully, unless he'll sell next week.
the one in Akron. And I still think, like, there's no reason for him to. He doesn't need to invest in the infrastructure of the LA community as he has in Northeast Ohio. So I think he'll still funnel lots of money back that way. He's just going to do business. He's going to be a professional in LA.
Right. I mean, it is a business. I mean, once after you look at everything. And I think he left the city on better terms than he did last time, for sure.
Well, he was about your age when he left last time.
Which is crazy.
With the decision. It was 8 years ago. And he got a lot of criticism, rightly so.
People were upset. They were, like, burning his jerseys and wanted nothing to do with him. But obviously, when he came back, we took him back like nothing happened. And
it was funny. Somebody kind of, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, somebody recreated the LeBron 23 jersey on the ground. And instead of it being in an inferno, they put a note and it said, "Thank you." So people were a lot calmer this time. I think they knew it was coming.
Right, they expected it. They weren't caught off guard. And, I mean, he did do a lot. I mean, he was there for
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years, four title trips,
exactly.
One title.
Exactly. It's time for him to, you know, it's a business decision to make his next move. So
right.
I don't blame him, but.
What were you doing first of all, anybody at BCSN talk about this today?
I wasn't really in the office today because we were out shooting promotional shots and like headshots and filming for BCAN, which is our arts network, and our show Trendy in Toledo. So I really wasn't in the office. So I didn't get in on everybody's thoughts and gossip on LeBron, unfortunately. So
the internet.
But I'm sure people talked about it.
Like, things were surprising. Like, I saw it come down last night and I was like, let's see how hot Twitter gets. But it was surprising. It was calm and tame. I guess because it was just inevitable to happen.
Right.
But there's always some kind of anger or whatever. So.
Right. Whenever something big happens, I always go to Twitter. I'm like, how do I feel about this? Let me check Twitter to see.
Right. Right. So what is trendy in Toledo this week?
Oh, man.
What are you working on?
We are actually working on, you know, it's wedding season, so we are working on just upcoming bridal looks. So we met with a local makeup artist, and she did my makeup. And then we also went to Atlas Bridal, and we checked out all the upcoming, you know, trendy bridal dresses that everyone's wearing and bridesmaids' dresses. I mean, obviously, you'd be very interested in this segment.
Extremely interested.
Of course, they knew it.
Extremely.
So, yeah, we checked out that, and that should probably be out next week. It will hit our airwaves and social media pages, so check it out.
Did you give any more thought to what I asked you last week about, like, that hole-in-the-wall spot that could become popular?
Oh, my gosh. No, I forgot to do that. I was working on my other homework that you gave me.
What was the other homework?
Something about Ryan Reynolds, and you were like, find somebody that thinks Ryan Reynolds is ugly. And I'm like, that's impossible. Nobody thinks he's ugly.
Somebody on my Facebook page did a couple of weeks. And I think it was just a mild misunderstanding. She was like, I like people for their personality. I'm like, yeah, but if personalities were the same and there was one dude who had never seen the inside of a gym or like gotten a haircut and Ryan Reynolds and everything, personality, profession, attitude, if it's all equal.
Who would you choose?
Right. And here, I'll bring this up with you.
Oh, gosh.
I'll ask your perspective on this. This is probably the dick in me, but I don't care. I think you know me well enough to know. I'll say things that a lot of people think, and not to be like not to be hateful.
Right.
But whenever there's a discussion like that about someone's looks or size doesn't matter.
Right.
When people say that, I feel like it's the people who cannot get the attention of those people they're chastising.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're not wrong. I kind of do agree with you.
I think the psychological term is cognitive dissonance. It's like, I didn't want that anyway.
Right.
But we just, like, if Ryan Reynolds comes up to you and
if he asks you on a date, you're not going to say no.
You know what? You're just a little too in shape for what I'm used to.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to decline you of abs. But no, I mean, I get it. I love a good personality, and that's what ultimately matters in a relationship or somebody you're interested in. But to go approach them, you're going to have to be attracted. I mean, it's not like you look across the room and their personality jumps out at you.
Right.
It's when you go to talk to them or, you know, their looks kind of pull you into them.
I think a long time ago, I used to say, like, looks attract, but everything else keeps you attracted.
Yes.
And it's just like internet stupidity where people were like, that person is just, they're too pretty or they're too good looking, or I wouldn't want someone who is that fit. And I just feel like it's a dissonance where that person might not be attracted to what they are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I never want to say that. Like, I can say it here because only you will throw something at me and you haven't already. But to say that online, like, that's just not...
I do have this in my hand.
And that's soft. That's just not an internet discussion I want to be a part of.
Right. But you do have really good internet discussions on your Facebook. No, because literally everyone, well, from what I've seen lately, I don't know in the past, but everyone's been civil with each other. Even though you all have different opinions, nobody's ever mean to each other, and I like that.
I kick off the assholes.
Blocked.
It was funny. There was one guy that commented about all the furniture stuff, and he has been a chronic political firecracker that I don't agree with, where I've just stepped back from.
Right.
And to see him hop in and offer furniture advice, I'm like, I thought I blocked you.
And you're like, I'm just going to go re-block you. So do you just add everybody on Facebook? Are you public where they can just follow you?
Yeah. Before last year's termination, I was very low-key.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, I was like, okay, I have to, you know, I'm gonna stay here, and people have been very kind to me. They've tracked me down, so the least I can do is, you know, open this thing up, and it allowed me to remain relevant and strong and a good part of the community.
No,
so it was some personal, but a lot business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good.
You do a good mix, because I feel like you need to, even though you're professional and you talk about business on your Facebook, you need to be relatable and show, you know, your personal side too, your interests and your family and your pets, and you do a great job at that too. And the Toledo community does love you. So, I mean, you have a great following here.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Most people do, though. You got to have some haters, I mean.
and they're there. There was a dust up last weekend, but it's disappointing for me because I'm like a pleaser type.
Yeah.
Like, when I want to upset you or get under your skin, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But when I don't do it intentionally and something happens and I feel like I have to mend the situation,
right,
that can be stressing.
Yeah.
I mean, you deal with it too because you're a public figure.
I mean, public figure is a very strong word.
What do you want me to call it?
I don't know. Do you call yourself that? Maybe?
No.
See, you're more popular than I am in Toledo, so
but
you have to call yourself
you're
that.
Still a, you're on people's televisions, you're on their internets, you're on their phones.
I'm always watching them. That's kind of creepy. Molly's there.
That's what I tell people. That's why if you look at my phone, the recent emojis, the knife emoji is never not there, because I am watching you.
It's always present.
So... You brought up the Drake album for some, like, entertainment stuff.
Yes.
I I had never had Spotify. I thought you had to pay for it.
No, it's for free.
I didn't know that. But so my podcast, this got accepted on there. So I'm like, let me make sure.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Let me make sure they didn't lie to me. And I knew that the Drake album would be on there. So I downloaded it and I was like, hold on a second. All I have to do is listen to some janky commercial and get 30 minutes free?
Yeah, it's legit. I even pay for it. And that's like a big deal for me because I never want to pay for that stuff. But
what is it, like $8 a month?
It's like $10. So yeah. It's not bad. I mean, boy, I'll spend that at Starbucks. So
right.
I can sacrifice this on my music.
Right.
But I'm a huge Drake fan. I mean, I've been watching him since he was on Degrassi.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Oh, yes. Huge fan. So it was just ironic that his album came out on my birthday. It was a birthday blessing. I think it's amazing. And I will tell the truth if I think his CD sucks, but I thought it was great. Have you listened to it?
I did. I listened to it. I shamed myself into going to the gym on Friday after too much alcohol the night before at the casino.
Gotta sweat it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I listened to it there. And
what'd you think?
I listened to most of the song. And it, like, to me, Drake is like, he's never not delivered. Like, some of the albums are better than others. Like,
for sure.
I agreed with a lot of the tweets that I saw over the weekend that I think, Take Care is the best album.
Oh, for sure.
Simply because Take Care is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I heard it, is that album like 10 years old now? 8 years
it's
old?
It's definitely not 10. It came out 2010? When I was a junior in college. So I don't know how long ago that was, however long. Maybe 5 years ago? Six?
No.
Maybe it is close to eight. So you are right. I just can't think about that.
It's 10 or 11. So when that came out, like Take Care was such a different sounding song. It reminded me of like Chicago House Records that I would DJ with a long, long time ago. There was nothing like that.
Right.
Make Me Proud is a great track.
That is the best song ever.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
And then like a year later, I think the motto was tacked on to that album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like those three songs alone makes that such a great album for me.
It's just fun and I feel like it gets you in such a good mood. It's fun to listen to when you work out and when you're in the car. And so I love when he has, you know, pump up music like that. So I mean this album definitely didn't disappoint. There are some like slow stuff on it but it's a good mix. It's a good balance. So I can take it, and he confirms his son on it.
Right. Which he had to.
Right. I mean it was already all over the place.
Right.
So but yeah, I was happy he did that.
I like that it was half hip hop and then half like R&B.
Right.
And for anybody that wants to take shots at Drake, for all the Pusha T stuff and anything else, Kanye can do it a little bit because he's such a great producer.
Mm-hmm.
But Drake can sing and rap.
Right. He's just the jack of all trades.
That's why I feel good. Like, you know, like when you go to Walmart, something you might buy might not be great. If I go to Target, I know I'm at least getting something quality. It might not like blow me away and last forever and love it forever and ever, but it's going to be good.
Right.
That's the Drake. That's Drake.
Drake is the Target. I'll accept that because I love Target. So, yeah.
What's
so true.
Do you have any songs that you like a lot from the album? Because I have a couple.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
and even if you want to go, the one that's blank.
It's called like Mob Bosses. See, I don't know the titles too much. And then there's one with Jay-Z. It's like Talk About It or Talk With It. See, okay. I feel like a fake fan right now
because
I don't know his title.
There's 25 songs. It's fine.
But I like some of those. And then he has one with Michael Jackson.
All right, let's talk about that. I had heard about that. And I'm like, oh, it's just going to be a sample. It was, so far as I know, it was unused Michael Jackson music, right?
Apparently he has a lot of music that hasn't been released.
Oh, God, him and Prince.
Right, and I feel a lot of people have different opinions about this, because some people think that music shouldn't be touched, it should just be left alone, it wasn't meant to come out for a reason. If the artist wanted to drop it, then they would have. And other people, like the artists, and they want to hear that music. I'm one of those people. I want to hear it, and even if the artists didn't want it out there, I think it's kind of like what they left for us. We should be able to hear it.
And I agree, because these artists cut. I mean, Kanye today, I think he said he's going to do 52 albums in 52 weeks.
What?
Yeah. Please, don't do that to us.
Spare us, please.
Right. I'm glad when this stuff comes out, because they are, forget about their personal things, they're beloved artists with immense talent, and they like wake up in the middle of the night and go write something or record a track. There's so much out there, so share some of it with us. But I was surprised that it was unused Michael music, It's called Don't Matter to Me. I think that's probably going to be like the next pop song. Like right now, it's Nice for What?
Yes.
So I think the next pop song will be this just because it's Michael Jackson. It's more of like an R&B track.
Mm-hmm. People love Michael Jackson.
And I want to know how much Drake and his people paid to use it, though.
Right. Like, who do you even go through to get that? Like,
I mean, Drake can call people.
I mean, yeah, of course, but...
It's not cheap, though.
That's just crazy.
I liked the... When I was working my way through the album, the Mariah sample.
Oh, it's like Emotionless?
Emotions.
Yeah, emotions, is it, something like that.
Yeah, it's called Emotionless, but it samples Emotions by Mariah Carey.
And I love some Mariah Carey. So, I was about that. It is slower.
Yep.
And but I mean, he like points out society now perfectly and like the lyrics and everything.
In what way do you mean?
Just kind of like how we're always looking for acceptance online, and he talks about how some girl always wanted to travel to Rome, and so she finally went to Rome, and all she was doing is posting pictures on there for people back home
right.
to see. She wasn't in the moment and enjoying it. She was just trying to impress people online.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think he perfectly like hits the nail on the head for that.
I'm just scrolling through it. Finesse, Ratchet, Happy Birthday.
Oh, I listened to that on my birthday.
Was that you?
I kept it tame. I was good.
That's How You Feel, Blue Tint, In My Feelings, After Dark, Final Fantasy, March 14th, which I think is that's his son's song, right?
No, because his son was born, I'm pretty sure, on his birthday. He's born in October. At least that's what I thought. Maybe. That would make sense.
I think March 14th is... I think that's the one.
And I trust you.
I listened to it once, and I knew what it was mm-hmm. right away. And there was something about, there were some pretty potent lines in there. For all that, like everybody says, Pusha T destroyed him for hiding his son, and then maybe wanting to pimp his son for a new Adidas deal, I think he was very forthcoming with the lyrics on this. Something about his dad and a whole bunch of other things.
And then I think, I don't know if it was in that song, but he mentioned that he said, I didn't want to hide my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid.
Yes!
And I was like, yes, that's so, like, why would you want to put your kid out into this world? And,
right.
you know, so yeah, I don't blame him for doing that.
That was a good take. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good takeaway lyrics, and that was, the dad line stood out to me, but I remember that one because you could say that, that Jay-Z and Beyonce like kind of dangled Blue out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fine line between giving people who adore you a little bit of what they want,
mm-hmm.
but also shielding your children.
Right, yeah. He lives in such a public world. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to be broadcasted all over the place or paparazzi trying to get their photo and everything.
Right.
So I don't blame him for... I mean, he doesn't have to tell us anything
mm-hmm.
if he has a kid. I mean... It's none of our business. So I don't blame him from keeping that under wraps.
What's the next album that you're looking forward to that's coming out? I'm guessing you like all genres of music too, right?
I do. Well, it's not an album, but it's a tour.
Okay.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they're coming to Detroit in September. And I want to be there.
At the LCA?
Maybe, I think. Or the Palace. I'm not sure.
No.
Nothing no?
Goes, it might be a DTE.
Oh, probably there. Probably there then.
There was at Battle of the Bands last week at the casino, they promoted a Bruno Mars tribute band,
mm-hmm.
which is probably great and fun, but it did make me think, when you be dead?
Isn't that the point right. of a tribute band?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
the artist
I know.
Dies?
and then there's like there's the rock versions. Like I know there's like Def Leppard and Stones Rolling and all the rock tributes. But those bands have been out for like 40 years. Bruno Mars
right.
has been out for 10.
He's still new. And right. yeah, I heard about that too. And I thought the same thing. I'm like,
I'm sure they're very talented. And he's got such a long catalog, so it's easy to do.
Right.
But I'm
so
glad
many
we...
Hits.
Glad we thought the same thing. What's your favorite Bruno song?
Oh my gosh, Locked Out of Heaven, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's just such a jam. What's yours?
Since you put me on the spot like that, I might say the first one, Just the Way You Are.
That's
just
a
because
good one too.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like anything else. Nothing sounds like it. When Bruno did Locked Out of Heaven, it was, I think, right with that album. I think Justin's album, the 2020, came out after that.
Oh, that was a good album.
And it was that that retro sound, like that retro big...
I love that.
Yeah.
I love, like, the old school retro. I just love Bruno Mars's vibe. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like he's super old school, and he shows that in his music, like, Uptown mm-hmm. or Funk, whatever it's called. That song was so good when it first came out, before it was overplayed a bunch. Right. But no, that was the jam.
I'll tell you since you're sitting here now. Everything good gets overplayed.
Yes.
I mean, be thankful. Be thankful. The bad things don't get overplayed. The bad things go away.
They do. How do you get sick of songs all the time because you have to play them? You're just like, oh, not again.
Oftentimes, like, by the time it makes it to the radio, I'm already sick of it because I've listened to it enough to go, like, this is going to be like a big radio hit.
Right.
And I've heard it dozens of times. Mm-hmm. So I get sick of it. And then I kind of transport my brain over to, people are liking this. Should we play it a little bit more? Have people truly heard it enough? Like, let's back up. There is a lot of science that goes into it.
That's crazy.
You want any more, like, behind-the-curtain radio stories?
Yeah. Do people still call in to make, like, requests and everything for music? Or has that died down?
I don't think so. Especially, it's like, since texting and social stuff is so available. Mm-hmm. But people, I'm surprised when we were doing the morning show and things like that, as many people still called in as they did.
People were obsessed with that show.
Well, yeah.
You guys had big following.
I guess they announced some of, no, that wasn't the city word, something else. But people will always call in, but I'm surprised as many still do, mm-hmm. Because there's so many other avenues to connect with people.
Right, yeah.
What other radio questions do you have? I'll answer them all.
Man, I really think that's it. Well, I have one more. What's like who's the coolest guest you've had on your show?
This answer is never sexy.
Why?
It's never sexy. The one person that jumps out to me, and he was just very nice. I mean, the interviews to me, they're like a dime a dozen. People, I have stories, and none of them are all that great. Like, my one friend will tell a story. There was a Backstreet Boys project a long time ago, like 2007 or 2008. Mm-hmm. And my friend who was working for the record label told them, Eric's a big fan. Like, this goes back to Detroit and all this stuff. And I was like, guys, not really pleased with the song. Maybe we should do this one as a single. And they all kind of, like, looked at my friend who looked at me. And he's like, that's enough honesty. Just tell.
So you met the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah. Because they would. Yeah, yeah.
What? That is crazy.
But the one person that jumps out to me would be Adam Lambert.
Okay. Was he nice?
He was extremely nice.
I could see that.
He was very nice.
Yeah, because he didn't win America. Did he win American Idol? Or he got far, right?
Who cares?
True. Yeah, very true.
I really loved his. All his songs were great.
He's truly talented. Like, mm-hmm. he has a voice.
He should still be making music.
He should. Why did he ever stop?
I don't know.
He needs to. I think he was on Broadway. I think he started in, like, Kinky Boots or whatever that
makes sense.
Production's called. So.
He was extremely nice and. What's the word I'm looking for?
Eccentric.
He wasn't eccentric at all. Like, he was just, like, he wears eyeliner, he's got wild clothes.
I could see him having, like, a big personality.
Nope. Super nice.
Really?
With a powerful handshake.
Dang.
One more story. Remember the Fray?
Yes. They used to be so big.
Because of Grey's Anatomy. And the songs were good, too.
Right, yeah.
So, our radio station was on something like this. Mm-hmm. I'll use this general area here off of Arlington. I forget what the lead singer's name was. I think it was Isaac.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
They were performing for some listeners of ours, and it was like a breakfast thing. Mm-hmm. And they'd stayed in town overnight, and he vanished.
What?
And he wasn't late, but it was like, and I'll go with Isaac. Where's Isaac at? And couldn't track him down.
Like, his bandmates didn't even know either?
Didn't know where he was.
Did he file a missing persons report?
No, he wasn't gone that long. But it's like, okay, I mean, we got to get moving with this performance. They've got to get to the next town.
Right.
So there was nothing urgent, but people were like, we got to go. We're on schedule here.
Right.
So we'll use this area again. From here, where we're sitting, he walked to McDonald's around the corner on Burn.
Yeah.
To go get coffee.
But what? Why would he not? That's weird.
You're like a Grammy-nominated artist. Someone will go run and get you coffee.
Exactly. But, you're a guest somewhere. Right. I mean, I guess that was kind of nice he didn't ask you guys.
Exactly.
But he, at least tell somebody where you're going. Like, hey, I'm just going to go walk down to McDonald's. And
I think his excuse was, you guys know I need coffee every morning, and I hadn't had it yet, so... I think what? He said he saw a coffee place that was a little bit up the street. And I'm not talking like across the street. I'm talking like lights, burn Glendale type intersection. He's walking.
Oh my gosh. No, it's like no big deal. It's just the lead singer of Frey. Mm-hmm. Just walking down Toledo streets. Oh my gosh.
And this
gosh.
Would have been in Allentown, Pennsylvania. But to make the analogies work, yes. What other, you have some other entertainment stories?
I do.
What's we all love lists.
So I think this is interesting. Kylie Jenner, Kanye West, and Rihanna are Time's 25 most influential people on the internet.
Kylie Jenner, who else?
Kanye West.
Okay.
And Rihanna. See, I'm not shocked by Kylie Jenner at all.
Does she still have that kind of power?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I mean, she ruled Snapchat. Snapchat right. made money off of her because right. she was always on there. I think she has just mastered social media and just how she sells her makeup kits right. online. It's insane.
And she dinged Snapchat real hard. I think it was in the spring.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't like this new update. I'll be back.
Yeah, and they lost like millions because... Nobody wanted to be on there. They're like, okay, Kylie's leaving. We go on here to watch her stories. We're going to go over to Instagram now.
Do you use Snapchat less now that Instagram has, you know, good stories?
Yes. I used to love Snap. And now with the update, I'm just like, it has everyone's, I know like they kind of organize it now where everyone's stories is kind of in order, but I still don't really look at them. I go on, yeah, Instagram. It's right. just my favorite platform.
It's nice having everything in one spot like that.
It really is. I would like to have less social media platforms, so hopefully right. Snap does go away and we can all just be on Instagram and
so Kylie's still that. Legit. Kanye obviously makes sense and
right.
Who is the third one again?
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yes?
Yeah, I think so. She just dropped a new makeup line that everyone's obsessed with. Fenty. Mm-hmm. And she has a clothing line too.
Is that clothes or with her Puma sneakers? Because there's both, I think.
I think there's both. Because I think she has a Fenty clothing line too. I think it's called Fenty. But that's pretty big. It's all like high fashion. Like nothing you would wear in real life, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I just need some pants for work.
Right.
Yeah, not the Fenty line.
I'm running over to Old Navy. Like right. nothing crazy. But
who else is on that list?
That's all the main people for now that I saw. Because Kanye West, I just thought, was really big. Because he's been in the media a lot lately.
But when he goes off.
He does. He just, his Twitter rants are insane. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what goes on behind closed doors at the Kim and Kanye households. Like, do you think she secretly freaks out when he tweets so much about right. all this crazy stuff? Or, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm surprised. Can you pull up the rest of that list at
yeah.
all? Because... Why isn't the president on there?
I mean, he probably is. Let's see.
Like, he says anything. He misses a comma, and it winds up in everybody's timelines.
Covfefe.
Exactly.
Times 20. Okay, do you remember... Actually, these guys are from Ohio. Logan and Jake Paul, they made the list.
From the suicide thing. And then
yes!
everyone who didn't already know realized that they're idiots.
Right, I know, exactly. Well, they got big off of Vine, and then I'm pretty right. sure they... They didn't finish, but they went to OU for college.
Okay.
I don't know if Jake did, but Logan did. Because I remember I would have friends that'd be like, oh, well, I know Logan. I'm like, wow, you're very cool. Congratulations.
And this list was like in influence, right?
Yes.
So influence could be negative. Right?
You know what? It could be. Let me see.
I mean, they're not improving anybody's lives.
Yep, it could be negative because they do talk about the incident and everything and... Yes.
The Japanese forest?
Yes.
Like, look at that dude.
Why would you do that?
Because you have no comment. Well, wait a second.
He said he was doing it to bring awareness to the situation, which that's not how you do it. Poor choice.
I can be so cynical as to think that he knew there was going to be that kind of backlash, and it gave him an opportunity to spread his wings even further. And then go, well, wait a second, hold on, I've learned something.
Right. Kind of like bad press or is no bad press or something
right.
like that.
Don't become that popular without being able to become very manipulative. I mean, look at the president.
He's on this list as
okay.
well. A lot of these people I don't know. I think they're YouTubers, and I'm not really into the YouTubing
okay.
phase and everything, all those famous people. Yeah, because the only ones I recognize are...
Jessica Marbles? Is that right?
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles, sorry.
What are your thoughts on her?
I have none. Like, I don't watch YouTube at all for anything.
Right.
The only time, when do I go on the YouTube? For trailers and stuff, there are times where I will be struggling with a video game and someone has how to figure it out on YouTube. Yeah. That's it. It's not even a hack. It's just like, here's how you do it, jackass.
I just go on YouTube for like makeup tutorials and music videos. That's really about it. Yeah, all these people are like famous. Busy Phillips. Isn't she? She was on Dawson's Creek. And I think she's trying to have a bigger social media platform. I guess she's really funny on Instagram. I don't follow her, but I'll have to.
Did you have another entertainment story that was floating around your little Facebook group?
I did. Well, it wasn't really... Well, no. That was my last one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got confused with something.
Did you look at the thing that I sent you today?
I was really scared to open it because I saw...
That's what I was like. Does George? I don't really know her well enough. But this is like trending a lot of different places.
I like saw the thumbnail pop up on my phone, and I just went, "Oh God!"
It was from Yahoo. Upside down bikini is a bizarre new fashion trend, and nothing surprises me anymore. But they're literally women who have turned their bathing suits upside down. Not like wearing bottoms on tops and tops on bottoms, but taking their tops and turning them upside down.
This is just confusing. How do you figure, like, what makes you wake up one day and say, like, oh, I'm going to throw on my bikini, but wait, let me turn it around. Let's see how it works. This looks like an accident waiting to happen.
Well, yeah. Maybe it wasn't even planned that way. Maybe it's where a lot of great ideas came from, being drunk, putting it on the wrong way and going, you know what? This doesn't look that bad.
It's fashion. You can do whatever you want.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I hope this doesn't become a trend because I'll never wear this.
Right.
But yeah, I can see why it's trendy. I can see people in LA doing this for sure.
There you go.
Just to walk around the beach.
And like they only used in these, all the articles I looked at, and I didn't sit there like slobbering over them. They were all like very attractive model type women.
Oh, skinny and pretty.
Right.
And
like we could put trash bags on you and you will look good. It must be nice to have the genetic affluency.
Right. Yeah. Let's just pray this never takes off. So
one more thing. You said this is like we call this like evergreen topics. And now I'm happy to see that they float out there on Twitter with unpopular opinions. They were real hardcore for a minute, like music edition, TV edition.
Right.
But you had something that you wanted to ask?
Yeah. So I posted this on my Facebook last night because I was just curious to see what everyone's thought was. What is something everybody loves but you hate?
What responses did you get?
Oh my gosh. Personally, I hate Bloody Marys. I think they are cool and trendy, and I want to love them so bad. Everybody goes out to brunch and orders them. They come with grilled cheese and all this yummy food in it. Like, that's delicious. And I think they're disgusting.
Right.
But I got spaghetti, which was really random. I thought it was like two people.
I didn't know spaghetti was that popular.
Right. I was like, well, one, I don't know how you can hate carbs at all.
Right.
So I was very confused. I got a lot of avocados and guacamole. Which I'm not shocked by. Avocados can be kind of weird. Somebody doesn't like eggs, and that somebody's my boyfriend. He hates eggs, which is weird. A lot of sushi and fish, along with Bloody Mary's root beer. I don't like root beer either.
I didn't even know that root beer was that popular.
I feel like root beer's popular.
Have you ever had birch beer?
What's that?
It's like a cousin of root beer. It's a little tart. It's a little more tart. It has like a cherry taste.
Oh, ew. That sounds gross. No. But I mean, I feel like a lot of people were in agreements with the Bloody Marys too.
Okay.
But what's something that...
Everything.
And it can be anyone. It can be a person. Right. Not a person that we know, but like celebrity.
I don't do it purposely. I just don't like many popular things.
Right. You want to be different. That's okay.
Like I asked...
Don't be mainstream.
And it's not even a disregard of it or like an avoidance. I just don't like the things.
Like, give me an example.
I did ask this the other day when I was on the air. Do you want to be vegan? Not you. Do you want to be vegan because of the potential health benefits, or you need to be, or because you want to tweet veganism shit on your socials?
Oh, just to say like, oh, I'm vegan.
Right.
And you go out to the restaurant, I'm vegan.
Look at me avoiding meat. Well, good for you.
Why would you ever do that to yourself? I don't understand.
And look, if it's like a diet thing, or if there's a health appeal to it, or whatever, good for you, because there is plenty of great choices now.
Exactly, right.
If you're not just eating like lettuce. There are great choices. There's protein-packed mm-hmm. choices. There's plant protein, all that stuff. But if you're just doing it for the gram, like the person you talked about going to Rome with Drake. Like,
right.
Can you do things and not need to? That's like a filter that I'll do. I'll make a lot of my decisions. So, can I just go do this without taking pictures and enjoy it? And if the answer is yes, then I'm totally there.
But, right. But if you don't post about it, then it never happens.
I don't care. I will remember it.
You will.
But if you give me time, I can give you a long list of things that are popular. Oh, wait a second. You know what? I started this list on my phone.
Oh my gosh. How convenient.
I have. What do you have in your notes app?
What do you mean? Oh, I have like random things. I have grocery lists. Okay. I have.
But you have ongoing things, right?
Oh, yeah. I have how many lists? I have Starbucks orders that I want to make. I have passwords. A lot of grocery lists that I haven't deleted in here.
I just add to that. But
That's smart.
I have a food shopping list and I just push everything down. But I have a words list of words that I'll see and I want to remember the definitions of and maybe use them. I have stuff for the show. I have stuff for like emails I'd want to send, or for games that I come up with, like all sorts of things.
Right.
It's like my diary. But I do have one. I did start one for unpopular opinions. Do you want some of these?
Yeah, I want to know.
Did you see either of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Yes. I actually just watched one the other day.
Groot, overrated.
No. He is so cute and adorable. Right. No, right. He is not. Ugh.
Overrated.
That makes me upset.
Mystery boxes.
What are those? Like birch boxes and stuff like that?
Any kind of box you buy and you don't know what you're getting.
That's kind of fun. It's like Christmas every month.
I don't like surprises.
Okay.
If I'm putting money out, I want to know exactly what I'm getting.
That is true, because what if it's a waste and you're like, cool, right. I'm paying this much money. Okay.
Right.
You're not
right. And a lot of people do it just to open them for videos and whatnot.
Oh, the unboxing videos?
Yeah.
Ugh. Man, those people are smart.
It's funny. We play the song and I know people love it, and that's why we play it. I think Hey Ya is overrated.
Aw, that's a fun song. That's a throwback. It's,
I know. But Outcast. I like other Outcast songs.
I loved that music video too.
What else? Wait, how did you ask the question again?
What is something, well, you can say unpopular opinions, but what's something everybody loves but you hate?
Dwayne Johnson movies.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely see that. I like him when it's not just all about him. I like it when there's other actors in it. Like Pain and Gain, I thought he was really good in. Do you remember that movie?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, he was good in that one, but he has a new one called Skyscraper.
It looks like all the... I thought it was Rampage again.
I just watched Baywatch, too, with him in it. I thought it was pretty good, though.
His movies. He's fine. His movies.
I don't know. Oh, I like him.
Last one, and it's only because when I was in college in 97 and 98, when I went to Temple University, these things like lined the streets, and it's not just here, it's everywhere, but food trucks.
Oh, that's just, it's big now here in Toledo. I feel like it's never been really big until the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you like food trucks?
I like the options, I like the choices.
Right.
I just have this disdain for people who are blown away by these things. Like God with food. Like Chef God has shown up and is now giving me these great vegan treats. Like there's some great options and some that I'd really like to try.
Right.
And like I found this one the other day, Leaf and Seed. Are you familiar with them?
No, I've never heard of them.
Her food looks delicious.
Hmm.
But just people's bewilderment with the food truck
revolution. You put
revolution.
Food on a truck and you drove away.
Oh my God. How can this come from a truck? I don't know. It's been coming there for years. I don't know.
I think it is kind of... I do like food trucks, I'm not going to lie, because if you're not near the restaurant ever and then you get it, it's fun.
Or for people who don't want to deal with opening an entire restaurant, you just open a food truck.
That
is
true.
You go to people. And it's a great alternative.
And you can determine your own hours, which is nice.
Right.
So...
But so I have no beef with the food trucks themselves, just people who are mesmerized by,
food trucks.
Right. People who follow around like Holy Toledo.
Okay,
like,
they have the best donuts ever.
They do.
Ever.
But like the sycophantic people who followed around like me having a dog treat in my pocket, watching my dogs chase me down.
He does have a pretty big following.
He does.
Like people will go. Yeah, you're right.
He does.
He sells out a lot.
All right. Thanks for hanging out.
You're welcome.
Any final thoughts? What's on tap for the rest of your week?
No. What's on tap? Oh, just 4th of July. Tomorrow's my last day at work.
So you're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, I took the rest of the week off. So Okay. Having a little mini staycation.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.